Blog Talk Radio.
To the old and to the new, we rededicate this song to you.
Of the Yehuda Project on the first day of the week, and we like to say shalom, shalom, shalom. Happy to be here today. Hope all is well. Hold on, let me see if I can get somebody. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push one. Let me know you can hear me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All praises be to the high and holy one of Israel. We thank you for joining us again for another edition. We are in the land of the living. The Most High has granted us some grace and some mercy that we should be able to see another day, and to the extension of this day, that his mercies are new. And we thank and praise him every moment of every day with every breath that we have in our mouth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, it's another day. We have made it to another day. I don't even know what, listen, yesterday was a very different class. It was a very interesting class. What did you think about yesterday's class? I mean, because a lot of people was like, well, why do we need to know all this information? Because you need to know. You need to know. You know, because we got caught up in a whole lot of stuff when we was out there, a whole lot of stuff that was able to give us different jobs and give us different opportunities. And, you know, some of us have gotten involved with some of these entities, and, you know, we network with these places, and, you know, gave us a little more edge up on some things, and, you know, it's just good to know. It's good to know, you know, because then you realize how deep the rabbit hole goes. Not only that, you realize that you're in a matrix. I mean, real talk, you know. He was a bit much for me, but I mean, you know, it's a person who pays attention to detail to the point where they're connecting the dots. You know, I wonder who gave you the credibility to be able to do that. Where you come from? What's your background about? You know, but you know, one thing about the enemy is they are not allowed to hide either. The Most High said there's nothing that he doesn't. As a matter of fact, let me read the scripture so that everybody understands, because I don't want nobody saying, you just making that up, y'all. No, no, no. We don't do nothing like that. Amos chapter 3, he said, verse 7, it says, surely the Most High Elohim will do nothing unless he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. So he don't have nothing. There's nothing in secret. He lets you know what he going to do, when he going to do it, and how he going to do it. You know, so all praises be to the High Holy One of Israel. They not allowed to hide anything either, you know. So if they talking about secret societies and stuff, it ain't no secret. We know they out there. Now, whether we know everything that's about them and what goes with them, I don't care to know. You know, but we do know. And he said, know your enemy. And he said, know those that labor among you. So you need to be in the know. Okay. Woo-wee. Crucial. Changes the game completely. But we still excited. Still excited. I'm excited. You know, I don't know if you guys heard the latest, but they said they made him openly apologize. And, you know, it's all good. You know, whatever it was that was meant to come of it has come. You know, people are acknowledging their ethnicity. You know, but like, again, like we said yesterday, it's not just enough to know that you're an Israelite. You need to know the Elohim of Israel. You cannot go back into Christianity and say, okay, I'm an Israelite, I'm in Christianity now, what's the difference? No, ma'am, no, sir. It does not work that way. That is not the same God that's in the church, in the Christian church. That is not. You are serving a totally different Elohim. I mean, a totally different God in that church. You cannot do that. You know, so we have to make sure that you are taught. He said, come and learn of me. And the way you do that is in them scriptures. You can't have a pastor stand up over the pulpit and run down a synopsis of a story. That says you have to know the Elohim of Israel. You have to know who the children of Israel are. You have to know how they came about. Have to know who fathers them. You have to know who the mothers of the children of Israel are. You have to know Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who he is. And let me say something to you guys. I want you to listen to me real good. This thing is getting out. This thing is off the chain. This society that we living in right now is off the chain. People are doing everything that they big enough to do. They really are. And, you know, sometimes I sit back and look. I'm like, man, you letting them get away with this. And I'm listening. I'm saying to myself, you better be quiet because this is an opportunity for you to repent for some of the stuff that you ain't got straight yet or some stuff you working on. You need to repent because once he do come, game over with. And That's real talk. It don't matter how many famous, how many families rule the world. Don't matter. Don't none of that stuff matter. Because he's allowing that to happen. What did he tell Pilate? He said, for this cause came you into the world. You was born for this specific, for you to play this specific part, right? It ain't had nothing to do with you getting married. It ain't have nothing to do with you having children. It had nothing to do with any of that. All of this was prearranged, and everybody, he told him, the dots were connected so that you could be standing right here in front of me at this moment in time and space. That's the reason why you was brought into the earth. That's some crucial stuff. I mean, seriously. You know, so. But then again, you know, we just, this the kind of stuff we learn over here. There's some good stuff. You know, when you really, really get into that Bible, whoo-wee, I can't put it down. I cannot put it down. And the more I learn, the more I want to learn. The less I know. Like, man, this thing is deep. I'm serious. You know, it's layers and layers to this. Somebody else tell me, what you think about that class yesterday? I don't just want to talk to myself. You know, because for some of you all, this was new to you. And some of you all, this was a refresher course for you. And, you know, I didn't mean to startle anybody or send you off into Never Never Land, but these are the things that you have to know. And no, we didn't tape it, and no, we didn't put it on the Internet because everything is not for the Internet. But real serious stuff. Hold on, let me get Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You on the air.
Well, a couple of years ago, Kanye made a statement that he was having sex with fallen angels. So nobody should be surprised what he's doing.
Can you speak up? I can't hear you.
A couple of years ago, he made a statement that he was having sex with fallen angels. Kanye made that statement.
I said, so what now about
the he's having sex with him.
Who was?
Kanye made the statement a couple of years ago. He was having sex with him.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So nobody should be surprised at what he's doing now. And then, if you notice, they got all these nine families you're talking about, got them.
Mm-hmm.
They got them, now they pushing this big issue that we the same. The Jew and the Israelite is the same. And they having all these conversations with Israelites, having conversations with Jews. I don't know if anybody noticed it, but Kanye made the statement, the 10 tribes is the Negroes, but Judah, Benjamin, Levi is the people that's over there now.
Wait a minute, hold on. He said the 10 tribes is the Negroes, but who is the other tribe, the other two?
The people that's over there in the land right now is Judah, Benjamin, and Levi.
Oh, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Right. But I'm saying, right. But if you understand what they're doing, they see prophecy unfolding, but they're trying to change the narrative and merge it all together and trying to make us see it as we all one people, but we ain't one people.
Ain't that what we said yesterday? If you can't beat them, join them. So we're going to fit ourselves in there sometime. That's a lie. All them babies was the same. That's a lie.
Right.
But again, you know, you're right. I mean, it's out the genie out the bottle now because they even got, hold on, let me see what I got right here. Just give me 1 second. Let me see. Here we go. Let me play this real quick. You tell me what you think. Here we go.
And I'll do that.
We're very happy to be joined once again by Rabbi Harry from Jerusalem. Hello and welcome back, my friend.
Hey, thanks so much for having me back. It's a real honor to be here with you.
Well, thank you very much. Listen, you're doing such amazing work, and you know, the story just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper every time we approach this topic. And I wanted to kind of start, you know, we're talking a lot about the Lemba people today. If you could kind of put some light on the connection to the Lemba people specifically, you know, and the tribes of Israel and, you know, possible genetic links that are shown through a Cohen bloodline.
First of all, the Lemba historically has always self-identified as being from the children of Israel. We could discuss which tribe they're going to come from in a second, but just they had reached out to Israel in the early inception of the state, and a lot of people thought that this was a tribe just trying to jump on the bandwagon, as we've discussed in the past, saying, oh, it's so convenient for you to be from the children of Israel now that we have our own state. But then, you know, the researchers, they noticed that there's just a lot of things that the Lemba are doing, unlike other tribes around them, that really resembled most the law of Moses and other customs traditions of the Jewish people. So they sent a team of people down there to research them, and one of the people that went was Dr. David Goldstein from Duke, who is a professor, and they did DNA testing on them and showed that 10% or so of the tribe had the Cohen Y chromosome genetic marker, which would mean that these people have a population that comes from the descendants of Aaron, the brother of Moses, who was the first of the priestly class.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. So wait a minute. These people had the DNA marker that came from Aaron, who was Moshe's brother, that was of
right.
the priestly class. So how can the people now that are in there be the Levites? How they change colors?
Well, the DNA that they're using is there. That's where the trick coming in is. They bumping the Lemba against their DNA. That's where everybody being tricked out of it. They already saying that they the Jews. So they bumping everybody else that they trying to find out is Jews, Israelites. They bumping against their DNA.
Right, that's where the trick coming in at.
And nobody paying attention to that. But like I said, now they're trying to merge. If you notice and pay attention, they have all these different Israelite guys coming in, holding conversations with Ashkenazi Jews, and to get the people to believe that we are one people.
That's messed up, man. I mean, that is truly messed up. But that's what they're doing. That is exactly what they're doing. Right. That's what First Chronicles kills all that, because it lists all the lineages, it kills the 12 tribe chart and all that. First Chronicles. Oh, I believe you. I do believe you. Well, like we said yesterday, that's when you got to really be up on your understanding as to who we are, because now that the cat out the bag, if you can't beat them, now you're going to join them and try to control who we are. No. That's crucial. You know?
And those are same guys, too. Same guys. That's another thing I notice people don't know, ain't looking at. They sacrificing them, the same God they sacrificing too back in the day. That the most I was telling them, don't sacrifice your children in the fire. Them the same God. They over here. They brought those obelisks and all that, brought them over here.
Yep, absolutely. Now check this out. Now, this is what he said earlier. Now, I'm going to turn this up because he's speaking kind of low. I played this on the call yesterday, but I want to put it on here. Check it out. Here we go.
Something here. And the answer is most likely there is something there. And most likely, maybe that they were the original Israelites, and maybe that the Jewish people today who are white Caucasian people came in a little bit later on. We know that some of the greatest sages of the transmission of the Torah were converts.
Uh-oh, wait, let me go back. Let's go. Hold on, I'm going to let this play, but I'm just going to let this go on until he get there. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on, y'all. They got to have all these theatrics.
And in America today, you see a very large movement of African-Americans who say that they're the real chosen people, that they're the children of Israel, they're the Judeans. You know, so what? Are they just trying to create an identity for themselves because they were slaves, or is there really something here? And the answer is most likely there is something there. And most likely, maybe that they were the original Israelites, and maybe that the Jewish people today who are white Caucasian people came in a little bit later on. We know that some of the greatest sages of the transmission of the Torah were converts from Rome. You have a man named Unclus who wrote...
Hello.
Okay, there you have it, child. He said, well, maybe there is something to it, man. Maybe they are children of Israel. Maybe this is something we need to address. This is something that we know for a fact. Nobody has to validate us. We know we are the children of Israel. We know who the 12 tribes of Israel is. We know that we are Benjamin, Judah, and Levi in America. We know this. There is no question about it at all whatsoever. We know who we are. Now the world knows who we are. Now they're validating it. You know why they're validating it, everyone? It's because it's time for prophecy to fulfill itself. It is time for us to get ready to go home. We are going back to the land of Canaan. That's why. And now everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon because they have the ability to do it and because they have the ability to control the narrative again. And now everybody's having conversations with these people saying, well, they knew who we were all along. No? So this is what it is. I mean, we here now. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. No, none. You know, and whatever, you know, whatever Kyrie Irving and Kanye West set out to do, the Most High got the glory out of it. That's all I can say on the notion. He got the glory out of it. Because this is his baby. He wrote the story. The book stands. The Bible stands. So, all praises be to the Most High God. That's all I can say on the matter. You know, I'm curious to see how he's going to do this now for real because we got to get ready to go home. In order for the story to push forward, we have to be on the land of Canaan. It's not the rapture. It's not the sky busting open and Jesus coming. It ain't time for none of that. The next prophecy that's fulfilled is for us to go back home. He said, I'm going to bring you out of the lands of your enemies. I am going to take you back to the land that I have given unto your forefathers. That's prophecy. That's what it said. Time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just like the 400 years. We kept talking 400 years, 400 years, 400 years, 400 years. Everybody kept combating us. They was coming up against us, rebutting us. Even the Hebrew Israelite community, they was rebutting us and rebutting us. And, oh, that's not true. And the 400 years happened in Egypt. And, oh, this is not, until the government passed the law and said they've been here for 400 years. Until the government passed the law. The Most High even was so cold-blooded, he showed me what a gold is. I'm like, whoa. I can't say nothing. But he showed me what a gold is. I said, wow. And all I can tell you is this. When he tell you we leaving wealthy, we getting ready to leave here wealthy. And that ain't no lie. And when he showed me that, I was like, whoa, hold up. So don't ever say, but this country ain't got me. You don't know what y'all doing. You don't know nothing about nothing. When I tell you we getting ready to leave here wealthy, we getting ready to leave here wealthy. And that ain't no lie. Shoot. Yes, we are. Now that I get excited about. You know, but like I said yesterday, watch as well as pray. Know those that labor among you. Know your enemies. Watch what direction they coming in. Always follow the leading of Yah. Don't follow what man do because man going to always mess up every time. Make sure you stay prayed up. Make sure you stay fasted up. You go before the Most High before you make a move. Because it is not my desire to mislead anyone or deceive anyone. It is not. What everybody's ulterior motive was through all this, I do not know. whatever they had going on, I do not know how sinister it was or how faithful it was. I do not know. But what I do know is that I'm going to follow the Most High Yah because this is his story. I'm not going to get excited over man. I mean, because it's exciting to know the prophecy is being fulfilled. It is. It's an exciting thing that people are waking up. But it's not enough just to wake up. You got to learn of the Most High. Or else you're going to be just like the complaining children of Israel when we was on our way for out of Egypt into the wilderness. They complain. A lot of them died off because they complained. A lot of them wasn't allowed to go into the promised land because they complained. And the reason why they complained was because they didn't know him. Got to get to know him. You got to come study. You got to come learn. And before you make a decision of who you're going to learn with, you better pray about it. Because there's some folks that's got some weird teachings out there. They weird. So be very careful with who you choose. Because they'll have you going down another bunny trail and you won't know what hit you. I don't mess with the 12 tribe chart because they have already got people out there that believe that they Israelites. And all I'm going to say is that Yah knows his people. And when the time comes, all that's going to be settled too. All of it going to be settled.
Yeah, I got an example for you.
Yes, sir.
It's on YouTube. It's Griffin Meets Solomon.
What is it called?
It's B-R-E-R-E-T-O-N Meets Solomon.
You saying B-R-E?
R-E-T-O-E.
R-E.
Meet Solomon.
Meet Solomon?
Yeah, meet. M-E-E-T-S.
Let me see what we got.
This was right when all that thing was going on with Kanye West and Kyrie Irving.
Hold on, I really can't hear you that good because I got you. Hold on a minute. Let me pick you up. Now, again, how you spell it one more time?
B-R-E-R-E-T-O-N.
And the rest?
Meet, M-E-E-T-S, Solomon.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let me see. I think I got it. Okay, I got you. Hold on. All right, I got you. I got you right here. Hold on. Let me see. Yep.
Michael, Black Friday sale is going on.
We're going to let this go through and see what it say. I mean, it's a lot of stuff out here. Hold on.
What's up, man?
Mr. Solomon. Man, I've been under a lot of pressure here, Mr. Solomon.
The Ashkenaz.
So I'm hoping that this, at the end of this conversation, that maybe we can have a meeting of the minds. I've had some people in my inbox, in my DMs. I was very happy to see yours, though. I was very happy to see that you support Kyrie Irving and you wanted us to bridge this. This gap, and I think it's sometimes a disconnect of intention, but at times it's not. It's an intentional. It's an intentional disconnect, but I'm glad that we're able to sit down and have this conversation.
Absolutely,
wow.
Man. Me too. I'm excited. So let's jump right in, yeah?
Go ahead.
So
can I start?
Please go ahead.
Okay, I want to start like this.
Shema, O Israel, Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Ekra.
How was that?
You're beautiful.
I did that well? Okay.
Delicious. I want to tell you why I reached out to you, okay?
Go ahead.
Because I grew up in the whole, I wasn't always religious. I mean, my family's been, you know, Jewish for generations. And I wasn't religious at all growing up. My family wasn't, you know, we sort of lost our tradition after the Holocaust when things went bad. you know, my family came here to Canada and they just sort of wanted to, they wanted to hide from the whole thing because it got them in trouble. So they came, you know, came to Canada and sort of left their traditions behind. And I wasn't born religious. And I used to be in the nightclub business. And I was doing business, you know, with all these guys. I mean, I was the first nightclub promoter to bring Drake to Montreal. And you could look at, if you want to go to my YouTube after this or whatever, you could look up a film that I produced called Orthodox. Drake is in the film, you know, of us back in the day, back in the nightclub. So, you know, this hit me hard when, you know, the rap community and particularly Kanye West and now with Kyrie Irving, you know, that I see like a divide between the black community and the Jewish community. And I'm also a relatively big businessman, Jewish businessman. So it hit both keys for me, right? So it's knocking on Jewish businessmen. It's knocking on, you know, it's knocking on our relationship. And so our rabbis taught us, my rabbi's name is Menachem Mendel Schneerson. He's the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He used to live in New York. He passed away now. He lived in Crown Heights. And he told us, he always told us, the way to fight anti-Semitism is to build bridges. It's to build bridges with other communities. It's not to cancel. It's not to shut down. It's not to silence. It's not to hate. But it's to build bridges. So that's why I reached out to you, because I see you have a beautiful following and a beautiful audience. And I wanted to talk about your spiel.
Good. Well, I mean, at the very beginning of it, I mean, and this is the argument on the table. The argument on the table is that, and we're piggybacking off of what Kyrie has opened the door for this international conversation, is that we can't be anti-Semitic. I can't be an anti-Semite. Anti-Semiticism for somebody of my background and ethnicity is impossible. And this is the conversation that I think the majority, and I will not get into the specifics, but the European Jew, the Jew that identifies themselves as maybe Ashkenazi, maybe Sephardic, Jews that identify themselves as non-black people, I think there is a disconnect of what he meant with that message and what he was trying to say.
Okay, so let me say this. And something just hit me a minute ago when he said that. And I'm going to be 100% open with you. And I just want to know what you think. We know the story. We know the story that the Most High wrote. The Bible is there for us to read the story. The story is there. It's right out there. We know that the next thing for us is to be moved from America, because we go first, back to the land of Canaan. Now, I think the biggest portion of this story is, what does everybody do now? Because we know where we're supposed to be going. We're supposed to be moving from one location to the next. I think the biggest thing, and I want to say this, and thank you so much for that, brother Leonard. I think the biggest thing that we have to tell the world, because when I was reading the captions in the particular YouTube clip, one of the young ladies said, "Well, how would you feel if someone stole your identity?" Nobody stole anything. We had the culture. We had the language, we had the identity, and we had the Elohim. The issue was that we were issued a warning. He gave us a warning. If you disobey me, this is what's going to happen to you. Now, as a result of that, we have lost all contact with our land, our language, our Elohim, because he turned his back on us and our culture. These people were already converts, and they just kept it going. So the thing they kept it going. They created something that they felt like it should be. Let me say this. They didn't keep going what we had going because nobody can do that but us. They created it for what they wanted it to be. And the Most High has allowed it. Okay, now we're in a situation now where we have two groups of people professing to be the same thing. This is where the issue comes in at. We know where we got to go. We have to go back home. We know they have to finish the story. The story's not going to stop just because we wake up. That's why I tell everybody, you have to get in that word. The story's not going to stop just because we wake up. So it's almost like, how do I say this? It's almost like it has to be this way, and everybody wants the separation to happen right now. Okay, we're the Jews, you're not. We want this to be solidified in the earth. We're the Jews, you're not. We're the original people, and you're not. That is not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, because the story still has to continue. And I think that's the biggest thing that when I tell you, you got to get in that word, you got to get in that word. The powerful part about this is that the Most High is waking up his people. There is, and let me say this, there is going to be some deception. There's going to be some deception. It is. It's going to be some deception. And in order for it to be some real deception, it's going to have to be some people that believe that it's okay to commingle. That's the only way it's going to be some deception, because if we know who we are, we know we're just not going for it, there's going to be some people that's going to say, well, you know, it's okay, because if everybody wants to be for Yah and everybody is trying to be a part of Yah and everybody's trying to understand Yah, why come we can't just all come together and be one big happy family? How come we can't just do this like this and do it? And the problem is going to be this. Who's going to lead? Because salvation is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And then you have those Jews or Israelites over here that don't believe in the Messiah. It's so many complex things involved here that now it's like, okay, let's put aside our differences. Let's everybody stop fighting, and let's find a mutual ground. Let's build bridges. And then here we are. And the main thing he told us to do was gather ourselves. He said, gather thyself together, O nation not desired. Let's move on to the next level, because I got to move you from one location to the next. You've got to gather yourself so that I can move you out of the land of your captivity. The next thing, that prophetic thing, is to move us from one location to the next. We cannot stay here for the story to continue. It is necessary for us to be moved. What do you think? I'm just asking, Brother Leonard. I mean, you know, that's what you see. It's necessary for us to be.
What you say?
I'm waiting on you. I just asked you. What you think?
So if you keep on listening to that, the Ashkenazi guy said that we share the same destiny, because we was in captivity in Egypt. And y'all in captivity in America.
Oh, no. No, we can't. And that's the, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of Solomon and the women trying to claim the same baby. We can't split the baby in half. We can't split the baby in half. There's no way to split the baby.
Right.
But if that's what they need to do to keep the story going for themselves, we can't stop what they say, what they have, or what comes out of their mouth to keep the story going. That's the same. That's the same situation that Solomon faced when the two women were there claiming the same baby. When he drew the sword, he said, "I'm gonna split the baby," and the mother said, "No, no, don't kill the baby."
Right. And that's the same thing Kanye was saying too, was that the 10 tribes is black and the other ones are white. So he followed the same narrative. They use him as spearhead.
Yeah. Absolutely. Same situation. But we can't get upset about that because you can't get upset because that's how they have to rationalize it.
Right.
Rationalize it. You know, the 12 tribes of Israel came from one man that had 12 sons.
Exactly. You can't get around it.
No way. But if you don't know that, he had 12 sons from 4 different women. And if you don't know your history, that's why I tell you, you better get in your book. And, you know, we got YouTube clips out there that we have classes every Saturday, every Wednesday, every Thursday to be able to get you prepared for this. You got to understand you can't raise the sword and split the baby. It don't work. It's not going to work. But, I mean, if that's what they need to consider themselves to build the bridge, you got to understand.
Yeah.
They've had the identity for, thousands of years?
Yeah.
They've had it. They've had access to the land for since 1948. They don't want
says,
to let that go.
Like he says in Obadiah, verse 17, starting at verse 17, that Jacob is going to be, Judah going to be a flame, Joseph going to be Judah going to be fire, Joseph going to be a flame, and Esau going to be stone. That don't sound like no breeze to me.
Well, one thing that we have on our side is we know the word. And all I can say to the people is don't expect for the world to all of a sudden say, whoa, these people ain't the real people. They're not. They're not. They've had access to the narrative for so long. They're not. The Most High didn't tell us that. He told us to get ready to be moved.
Wow.
So that we could go to a place of safety. So that we could self-sustain ourselves. That's what he told us. Because the story's going to continue. It's going to continue. It's going to continue. So I think what people are expecting is, I told y'all there wasn't a piece. I knew. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not time for that. Not. So we have to be able to see the prophecy and move according to the word. That we're going to be moved. It's time to get ready to get moved. And it's time to move from one location to the next. It's still so much stuff that has to be done. They still going to build that temple. They're over there preparing for that. The man of perdition still has to show up. We have to move into a one-world government. These are things that biblical scholars and people have been studying down through the years that know these things have to happen. And that's why I said whether we see it in our lifetime or whether it's our children's children that see it, we don't know how long it's going to be before the story completely switches. However, we know that right now, in this time, in this generation, we are witnessing one of the greatest movements ever, the second Exodus. This is our part we play. And we have to gather ourselves together to get ready to move. They're not going to sit down and say, oh, okay, you guys are the real Jews. Okay, well, scoot over. Here you go. You can take all this stuff. Let us move out of Jerusalem. We're going to let you have a place, and it's all yours. No! That's unrealistic. So guess what now? Now it's negotiation time. Now we got to sit down at the table. Now we have to have some talks. You know, now we need to figure out, now, and I'm talking about them, now we need to figure out how we going to do this. Because the cat out the bag now, the rabbit is gone from the hole. What do we do now? How are we going to spin the narrative now? How do we make this plausible for everybody now? You know, I see y'all all up in it. This is y'all's doing. Because the story has to continue. It has to continue. And you cannot rush it. It will not be over because you want it to be. There are things that still have to happen. There are people that still have to be born. There are solutions. There's all kind of stuff that has to go into place. You're talking about a one-world religion. You're talking about a one-world government. You're talking about a one-world financial system. It all has to go. Still go, the story's going to, the word will not return back void. It's not. And they are rapidly moving toward these things. And it's just like, you know, everybody's like, no, we want Trump back. No, because we don't want this to go into that direction. That's just like back in the day when the cars came out and they were still riding on horse and buggies. And they was like, no, we want to keep the horse and buggy. We don't want those cars. They're using alcohol. They could blow up. There's so many things that could happen. No, we want to keep the horse and the buggy. And eventually the horse and the buggy became obsolete. Because it was time for a change. And Trump's not going to stop it. And nobody's going to stop it. Because the word cannot come back void. It cannot. He didn't tell us to stop it. He told us to do one thing. He said, gather thyself, O nation, not desire. I'm coming to get you. I'm moving you from one location to another. I'm taking you back to the land that I gave unto your forefathers. And when you leave, you will leave wealthy. And when you leave, I will have people there to guard you. And when you leave, you will have whatever it is that you need. That's what he told us. And that's what we have to focus on. Does that mean that they're not going to be involved in it anywhere? I don't see them not being, but I mean, I don't know how he's going to do that. I'm still waiting to see how he's going to do that one. I have no idea. I don't know. But our job is to move. Of course they're going to try to say, we'll accept you. You can come play with us now. We're going to let you come into the sandbox. You're allowed to come and play. However, me and you got to be friends, okay? I'm going to be your friend. You're going to be my friend. And we're going to all work together because it's in our best interest that we be friends, right? You're going to be my friend, right? You know how that go. I'm going to let you bring your ball. You can come on over here, and we're going to play in the sandbox together.
Yeah, Ezekiel 35 tells you their destiny.
Huh?
Ezekiel 35 tells you their destiny. That's why they're scrambling right now. They know that that's where we at. We at the point where it's time for their judgment. And they're trying to throw all that off. But the Lord of hosts tells them point blank, what are you going to do with them in Ezekiel 35? Starting at verse 11.
Let us see. Hold on. Area code 276, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Well, there is no compromise. Whatever our God has said, that it will be. And we're not going to, at least for me, let me speak for me. I will not go over to any other side except what Yeshua has already said. It's not a discussion, and there is no compromise. Whoever feels they want to make a compromise, that's up to that individual. But as far as I'm concerned, we should not compromise at all. You go your way, continue doing what you're doing, and we will continue to wait on our God. That's what I see.
Hallelujah. I'm with you
100%. We will wait on him.
Hallelujah. I'm with you. I'm with you. 100%. Anybody else? Somebody please push one. You know, please push one. Hallelujah. All praises be to the Most High, the High and Holy One of Israel. Hold on. Area code 228, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I just called in, and I don't know what the topic is about. I just got off from work. But I was wanting to let you know, have you heard about the FBI that arrested 17 rabbis for trafficking human organs?
No!
Yes, it's in the news.
Wow.
They have a video.
They arrested 17 rabbis?
Rabbis, that's what it tell you, that's what it said. It's on YouTube.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna pull that up and see what that's about.
I apologize, family, for the throwing it off, but I just got off from work and just called in, tried to catch the show.
Okay, no problem. Hold on a minute. Let me get this mic open. I got so many. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, and I guess what the sister just said, that kind of took me back. But you're right. The story got to play out. The story got to go. You know, it is. You do have to know the word. Because I heard a brother, they put up a video of a rabbi from over Israel, and he was talking to his people, and he was telling them, you know, that old adage, if you can't beat them, join them. And he was saying that, he was telling his people that, you know, it's in your heart. You don't have the heart to take in your own brother. Now we brothers. You know, now we brothers. But he was like, you know, we don't have it in our heart to do right by them. No, a lot of people don't have it in their heart to do right by us. But they want us to be, what's name? That's the reason I was listening to what you said yesterday. I'm listening to what you said today. People better be in the word, because you're going to have to know the word to make the right move when the time comes. You're going to have to know the word, because I'm listening to stuff. You know, I don't eat out of many plates, but I do listen to a certain place, if you know what I mean. I go to certain sites and listen. And what I'm saying is, I'm seeing a lot of different things being thrown out there. It's like you got some people saying, flee, take off, run, let's go. We're going to Africa. We're going to this. We're going to that. Then you got other folks saying, no, America is the place. We got to stay here in America. And then you got other people, you know, that's reading the scriptures apparently and saying, we're going to wait right here on the Most High. And that's what it says in the word, that he was going to deliver us. But you got all these different things out there being thrown around right now. And then you got those people over there now, because the stuff is out there. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but some of the brothers have, you know, they didn't got into the Talmud and reading in the Talmud now. And there's a letter in the Talmud that was written by rabbis back in the day. And they were sent, there's a copy of it in the Talmud. Well, I mean, it's the transcript is in the Talmud. And what they were saying in there, they was writing a letter to the actual Israelites that were in Africa. And they were, you know, requesting to talk to them. That tells you everything you need to know right there, that we the people. All that stuff's coming out. You know, do I think they're going to come out like you said and say, oh, you the people? No. They're going to get us out the way, away from here somewhere where we not heard from.
No doubt. And that's why I see you, area code 8828. That's why it's important to understand the word. You're not going to stop the story. We know who we are. Yes, we understand, you know, what the Most High said, and he's going to move us out of this place so we can go to a place of safety. They're never going to admit 100%, oh, we imposters, and they're not. You're not going to get that. Because the Most High told you in his word, he said, when I do X, Y, and Z, then the Gentiles will know that I have loved you and that you're my people. That's going to come at a specific time. But our next mission is to move from this location, out of this location, to the land of Canaan where the Most High has given us. And that's real talk, you know. And the government is going to be involved in the move. The government will be involved unless he's going to do something supernatural where he's going to catch us up on them spaceships. But I seriously doubt that, because, and the reason why I say that is because when I read in the Word, every captivity that we have ever been in, the same way we went in is the same way we came out. So if we came over here by ships, we're going to leave by ships. That has to be organized. That's, the ships ain't just going to poof and show up one day out of nowhere. The land has to be cleaned off somewhere for us to be able to go to. So all these things have to happen. But right now, what we see happening, for whether it was a sinister reason or whether it was a faithful reason, now they're accepting the fact, oh, they probably are the children of Israel. That's major. Because I can see y'all moving in that direction. However, again, the deception is going to be there, and it's going to be there. You're going to have to read that Word to know, because there's some people that say that, like he said, America is the promised land. How can America be our place of punishment and the promised land at the same time? How in the world did he put us in the – how he going to bring us out of the land of our enemy, and then we stay here in this land? There's some people out there teaching some weird stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to end up getting caught up in some mess if you don't get in the Word and understand what that Bible says. Hold on. Area code 87. I'm going to leave you guys mic open. Area code 828, your mic is open. You're on the air.
I was just wondering, I could be mistaken, but it seems to me, don't they use the Talmud? If they use the Talmud, us using two different books would put a wedge between any coming together.
Absolutely.
Because we don't use Okay,
right.
Thank you.
You're absolutely right. And that's going to be the separation for us. Like, no, we got Bible. This is our history book. This Bible is our history book. So we can't blend the two. Ain't no blending the two books together. You know, and that's going to separate us. The Most High never told us to join with the people. He never told us to do that. He said, gather thyself together, O nation, I desire. The scripture says that he is going to deliver us from the land of our captivity and take us to the land, back to the land of Canaan. The same way we came is the same way we leave. And that's just how it is. You know, and everybody that want to stay here, have at it. If you believe this is where you're supposed to be, then in the moment, because he said not one, in Ezekiel chapter 39, he said not one would be left in the lands. He said none would be left in those lands. Now, I don't know what happens if you refuse to leave. I don't even want to know that part of it, because that means even if you can refuse, he's still going to end up getting you because you can't stay. However, if you know what the scripture says, and they set up something and a piece of land for us to go to, and it's the land of Canaan, and the transportation is provided, and we get the okay from the Most High, I'm out. I'm out. Peace. I mean, seriously. I've already told my kids, it's been a pleasure being your mother. I've showed you and told you there's nothing else I'm going to be able to do. You guys can have all these cars, these houses, these handbags and all the other foolishness that go, I'm out. Peace.
Yeah, if you're still here, then I'll let you know something.
Huh?
If you're still here, then I'll let you know something. You must not be an Israelite.
Absolutely. You want to stay? That's on you. Did you call up in? If you can, I don't even know if he'll allow you to stay. I don't know how he's going to set it up. I don't know. All I know is that once I get the okay from him, I'm out. I'm gone. And I'm leaving wealthy too. I ain't staying here. No. And this is what we've been saying all along. So, no, we don't fight with them, and no, we don't. You can build whatever bridge you want to build. I'm not mad at nobody. I'm just moving when the Most High tell me to move. I'm out. Because like I said last Sunday, we are two brothers' kids. Two brothers' kids. That's Esau and Jacob. Came from the same womb. And the battle and the war has always been. So, you know, we know who the majority of them are. You know, but the Most High allowed them to take on that identity so that the story can continue. No, it's not changing. And I ain't trying to change it. Because when I walk in Jerusalem, when I go into Jerusalem to live, I want to be there in peace. I want to be in Jerusalem when Shem's Elohim is ruling. Because that's what I want. That's who I want to rule. Because that's the only time we're going to have some peace. No. You right, it's a whole bunch of crazy teaching out there. It's a whole bunch of crazy teaching. No, but all praises be to the Most High. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't despise, I'm not despising any of it. I know how to rejoice, but I know how to watch as well as pray, and I know how to call on Yah, because you best believe I'm going to be on my knees like, is this you? You ready for us? This is it? And I think we'll know it. This is what you want us to do? Because all I need to do here is a yes, because he's still talking. I want to know. If he say yes, I am out. It's been fun. It will be no more radio show. You'll call and the number and say, doo-doo-doo, and that's it. I'm gone. You know, no hard feelings. Peace. I'm going home. I have heard too many stories of people that say to me, Yaina, when your feet touch Zion, you going to know you home. I've heard people say, it's something about that land where when the soles of your feet touch it, you know that's where you were supposed to be in the first place. I want to experience that. That's why I haven't been to Jerusalem. That's why I haven't been to Israel. I don't want nobody telling me when I get there, oh, you can't stay, you got to leave. No, this is my land. No. So when I go, I'm going for the first and the last. I'll be there. I have prayed over my children and my children's children that they play on the streets of Jerusalem. I am serious about this. I am really not talking about this one here. So, no, I agree. It's some serious and some exciting times, man. We just got to watch and don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. You know. And if I were to be called to come sit down and talk to anybody, that would be my forte. We want to go home. We want to go to the land of Canaan. Because we know how to keep the Sabbath. We know how to keep the high holy days. We know, let us go home. It's time for us to go. And the nation of Yehuda would be more than happy to organize whatever needs to be organized to get us where we need to go. Time to go. As we told everybody, it's time to go. Everybody tell me, go where? Home. Ain't you tired of getting shot in the streets? Aren't you tired of not making enough money to make ends meet? I mean, real talk. Aren't you tired of the struggle? It's time to go home. No. We served our sentence. What is this, 3 years away from 2019? I told you, 2024 looking good. I don't know if we can do it in that short amount of time, but whatever the Most High say, send the ships. It's going to be amazing. Can you imagine? I mean, we was just talking about this, 4 months ago? And saying, man, we'd be glad when something start happening, man, because I'm ready to go. Look at this. Do you all see this? Now they sitting down and want to talk together. And you got to accept. I told y'all years ago, what was it, about 8 years ago, this young lady and her husband, I told you the story. They went over to Jerusalem. They contracted him to come over. I don't know what he was over there. He was contracted to do something. I don't know whether it was to play ball or whatever it was or to teach them how to do something over there. She said, and Yaina, one day it was myself, my husband, and our three children. She said all of us had dreads. We was walking down the street to Jerusalem, in the city of Jerusalem, and somebody whispered, it ain't time for them to come over here yet, is it? That time hasn't come yet, has it? So even then, they knew that there was a time when we would be coming back to the land of Canaan. Now, the Most High said it's going to be a land that's going to be cleaned off for us, that's going to be brought back by the sword. Wherever it is, whenever he decides to do it, that's when I'm leaving. That's just it. Mic is open. Anybody want to make a comment, please feel free. Anybody want to push one, please feel free. Y'all trust y'all. Now, we don't move unless he say so. Am I excited? Yes, I am. Hyped. I am. But I'm watching as well as praying, too, and I'm staying on my face. I am. Y'all move us into, protect us. Give us the lead and guide us into all truth. I'm talking to the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, wisdom. Please protect us. Where do we go from here? What's the next move? No, we gotta gather ourselves. We gotta get ready to go home. You know, all the work is done. We're doing the work. We did the work. Everybody's been faithful. You know, we've showed up. You know. Time to go. Like I said, I don't have no ill feelings toward nobody. I don't hate them, and I hope they don't hate me, but if they do, oh well. I don't have no ill feelings, and I don't feel like they stole anything. The Most High gave them permission to do it. And, of course, they getting upset. Don't nobody like it when their reality is disrupted. You when your normalcy is changed. I mean, you know, when things been going normal for a long time, you're like, wait a minute, I don't know what you're talking about. That's anti-Semitism. What you mean? You know, and they yelled it for so long, and then this time he said, no, we're going to do something different this time. Can't be anti-Semitic when we already from the lineage of Shem. We are Shem's children. We are the direct descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, who had 12 sons, which are the 12 tribes of Israel, which makes up the children of Israel. We are those people. Matter of fact, I'm from the royal house of King David. Let me put that on the record for you right now so you know. Whether you believe it, accept it, I don't care. Well, you can't prove it. If there's a blood test and it's a real one, I can't. I don't have no problem with it if it's real. So it is what it is. That's whatever you want to say. However you want to cut and slice it, it is what it is. And it don't look like that genie is going back in the bottle, Brother Uriah. I mean, Brother Yerushalayim and Brother Leonard. It don't look like that genie going back in the bottle. Look like it. You know, and every day is something new. Kyrie and Ye, you did what you played your part. That was the part you had to play. For whatever reason it was, you played your part. Time to roll out now. But we all leaving rich this time. And withstand the reason, because this is what a royal house is right here. This is what a royal house of King David is in America. It is. You know, and in the priesthood and the Levi, some of the Levi tribe and the tribe of Benjamin is right here in this in America. No. So, oh, no, you know, like I said, I'm a loving person. I love everybody. I don't hate nobody. I don't. I really don't. Because when you understand who Yah is and how he operates, you can't do nothing but love him because he is perfect in his execution. He know what he's doing. All we got to do is take our hands off of it. Just back up and let him do it. He know what he's doing. He do. Area code 214, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I was listening to what you said when you said that we're going to go into a land brought back by the sword. And one of the things I thought is that we're going into the wilderness, and I can see us going into the wilderness while that land is being brought back by the sword, because it says we will see the judgment of that nation that has held us captive. So my prayer is that we're not going to be there literally in the midst of it to see it. So if we're in the wilderness and we're seeing what's going on in other places, and this land has to be cleared, and hopefully we will not be there as it's being cleared, because we'll be in a place of safety. So that made absolute sense to me. When we go into the wilderness, we're there. He's going to cleanse us. He's going to purge out the rebels, and the land is going to be cleared so that when we go back into that land has been prepared for us.
Well, the rebels won't be purged out until later. So we're going back to the land that's brought back by the sword. Now, what that means and how long that takes, I don't know. It may be already cleared off. I don't know. But according to the scriptures, the whole rebels, and he's going to purge out the rebels, that's before we this the whole land, before we go back into the land permanently when he comes. So don't mix apples and oranges. From what I read, we're going to the unwalled villages, the land in Ezekiel chapter 38. Now, you know what? Let me say this. Wherever y'all wants us to be, that's where we going. Let me just say that. We're not going to try to fight, argue, or figure it out. Let's just say wherever he wants his people to be, and we get the okay to go, that's where we going. So that's the best way to say it. You know, when the boat comes, get ready to go. You know, because it's a lot to get ready to do. I mean, you got to figure, you know, we just got to gather ourselves and get this stuff to going. Like I said, we want everybody, the old people, the children, the inmates. We want to take our people home. You know, the orphans, everybody. We want them. We want to take everybody. You know, and we do. It's going to be a massive move. What is it, 43 million people? 43 million black people in America? African-American so-called people, you know, and then when they weed through that, how many people are, you know, it's a lot. How do you move 42 million people? That's massive.
So I have a question for you. So I know Judah goes first, and a lot of Judah is here in the United States, but then they say the largest population of enslaved Israelites were actually in Brazil. So if we go first from Judah, it seems to me that in all likelihood, the other groups are going to come shortly thereafter. That's what I would expect. And then we're all going to be in the same place because the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom are going to be reunited. So if that's the case, it's going to be way more than 43 million. So it's going to really be massive. And it seems to me it's going to be continuous, too, because we go and then the others are coming because we all need to be in a place of safety.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the scripture says. How he's going to do, Sister Yasanti, I'll give you some advice from what I've learned. Don't rack your brain. I'm telling you, I done tried it and tried to figure it out. It is not for us to figure out. When the time comes and he decides to show you a little piece of the puzzle, just a little piece, you be like, oh, okay. And then all he needs us to do is be obedient and move when he say move. Don't rack your brain because you'll be crazy. And I don't want you to be crazy over in the corner. I want you to get on the boat and be like, wow, this is amazing. Don't rack your brain. I'm telling you. Can't figure him out. His brain, his thoughts are too far beyond ours. He's already worked it out. He wrote the end from the beginning. So it's already done. It's just at the appropriate moment, he initiates certain things. Okay, now it's time for this. And we be sitting back baffled, like, what just happened? Oh, my goodness. And then he'll say, okay, now it's time for this. And that's just the way it is. I mean, it's just simple as that. That's how he does it. So if you're trying to figure him out, good luck. I'm here to tell you the truth. No, I cannot learn my lesson. No.
Yeah, the Egyptians, our forefathers, had no idea that he was going to drown the Pharaoh in the Red Sea.
Yeah.
They didn't have no idea. All they knew, they was under hard bondage. And they looked up the next day, he had the Pharaoh out in the middle of the Red Sea, drowned. They're looking at it.
Right. Real talk. Like, what's going on? Real talk. I mean, seriously, don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. If you can't figure him out, it just ain't no way for you to do it. You know? I even watched the History Channel sometime, and I just laughed. They were like, there was something going on at the tower, at the walls of Jericho, because as thick as those walls were, all they did was blow a trumpet. It was like they must have had some sort of supersonic sound device. That's the reason why the walls came down. I said, no, honey, it was just y'all. That's all it was. We ain't had no weapon. Now they want to say that the Ark of the Covenant was a supersonic weapon. No, it was just y'all. You can't figure him out. He's just too much for you to feed. He said, my ways are not your way. My thoughts are not yours. As high as the east is from the west. As far as the east is from the west is my thoughts from your thoughts. And you can't do it. Don't rack your brain. You'll blow a fuse. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Don't. Just be happy in the moment. That's all I can tell you. And get ready. You know, get ready for the call. You know, let's go do this. Because this is something that has to be organized. But believe me, he's initiated the talks. Oh, my gosh, we got to admit this is just too much. They've sold 100-some million copies. How are we going to do? We can't put this back in the bag. Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? We got to do something. These people are just not going to stop. We got to make some plans. Something's got to be done. That's all y'all. Well, they have to have somewhere to go. Well, what's getting ready to happen? Well, and then he's going to initiate some sort of war where the land's going to be cleaned out. And it's going to be on the boundaries of the land of Canaan. We will be on the Canaan land. Some people talking about, we going to Ghana. If Ghana's where you want to stop, have at it. I'm going home. I don't have nothing to do with none of that. I'm going where y'all want me to be. Some people have already ran to Ghana. Have at it. I'm going home. No. You know, I don't believe he's going to give us gold and silver and all that, and we're going to have to, I don't know how we're going to live. I can't even say that. Let me shut up. I ain't going to say that either. Whatever he has, I trust him. I'll say that. No. Yeah, whatever he has, because he has already wrote it out, it's already been pre-planned. Whatever he has stored up for the children of Israel to be in that place of safety, I trust him. I trust it's going to be all right. No, we just got to trust him. Like I said, we don't fight with them. We don't argue with them. We're not a threat to them. We're on our way home. Don't rack your brain. I'm telling you, you'll be over in the corner trying to figure out what the heck just happened. What's going on? Woo. But it's exciting. It is. It's very exciting. It's time, you know, for us to do what we need to do. You know, he will, at the appropriate time, he's going to drop it in somebody's heart. This is your job. This is your job. This is your job. This is your job. And when that time comes, you'll be well equipped and qualified to do it. Because everybody, I know everybody on this line that are faithful to this line has, you guys got enough in knowledge and instruction and everything for you to be able to do what you need to do. I know you are. I know everybody is well equipped and qualified. I think it's a wonderful thing. All of us. Masonic and non-Masonic alike, we all leaving together. All that's going to be squashed too in a minute. It's going to be like, when we leaving? Where we supposed to be at? Tell me what time, where's we supposed to hang? Well, how many bags can we take? It ain't going to matter. It's not going to matter. When y'all say so. I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, I was, you know, we were talking about maybe doing something worldwide that we may need to do and get ready to go home. And that's definitely in the talks. And we're going to have a meeting probably sometime this week so we can talk about putting something together that we can do worldwide to get ready to go because we're getting ready to leave here. Ain't y'all ready to go?
Been ready.
Aren't you ready to go home?
Oh, yeah.
No? We're going to work, but it ain't going to be like it was. We get to rest. I'm going to take you to a place of safety. We ain't got to worry about it no more. No. Now, my thing is, you know, you got all these guys that got all these baby mamas and kids all over the place. Y'all better get y'all stuff together and start mending them relationships and start talking to them women and get that stuff right. We got work to do. We have to gather ourselves. That's what he told us to do. And then people see stuff happening, they start looting. You can't take nothing with you. If you can take a bag, it ain't gonna be nothing. You shouldn't want to bring nothing with you. Shoot. No. And whatever nation the immigrants they letting to come in here to take our position. They'll be able to walk right in and walk into houses that's already fully furnished with clothes and everything in it, and assume it. It's not going to be a housing issue in a minute. It ain't going to be one. Woo, cars either. When the time comes. Because this word is not going to come back void. It's just not going to come back void. It's going to be like the Grinch that stole Christmas. Everybody going to be gone. The people that know better anyway, they're like, well, this time it's been real. I remember I told y'all, this little girl I work with, she said, are you all really leaving? I said, on the first thing smoking, girl, before we got here. Soon as we can go. Yes, ma'am. So ain't going to be no more, you ain't going to have to worry about no more racism. It ain't going to have to be worried about no more KKK. You ain't got to worry about no more skinheads. You ain't got to worry about no more none of that stuff. Left-wing groups, right-wing groups. When you see this kind of stuff happening, you can rejoice because we're on our way out of here. And that's for sure. Yes, indeed. It's going to be exciting. Like I said, I want to know what it feels like to get on that boat and watch from a distance and not know that there's no return trips. Ain't going to be no return trip. Who was that? It was a Trump that said, if you leave, you can't come back. Sink you. When the Most High say we leaving, sink you. For real. Look, sink you. Boy. Mm-mm. You can have it and all that go with it. Y'all can pass any kind of laws. You can do anything you want to do, because when he moved Israel out the way, you better start paying attention, because all this is getting ready to change. Yes, indeed. Seen you. And we ain't mad at nobody. We got enough physicians. We got enough everything with us to sustain us when we get where we going. We probably won't even need all that. I don't even know if... Because when the children of Israel was on their way to the wilderness, they didn't even get sick. Their clothes didn't even get old. Their shoes wasn't even worn. Shoot, look at here. I don't care what they say. Let's go. We going to trust y'all and move when he say move. When he say yes, it's a yes. And we out. No, that's where we at today. It's a totally different generation. It's time to go. Mm-mm. Don't be fighting with them. Don't be arguing with them. Let's go. Praise the mighty Yah. Anybody else have anything to say before we dismiss for the evening? Woo, y'all have got my spirit. I am so excited, I'm telling you. Watch as well as pray. What you say, brother? You're right. Roshalom, you said they haven't talked, huh? They're talking about we family now.
Yeah, we family now. We it's all good now, you know. We got to get the heart to bring them folks over here with us. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you don't, if, like you said, if you don't know the word, you'll make the wrong move.
Yeah, you will. All day. Trust y'all. He'll tell you when it's time. You'll know there will be, just like the 400 years and everybody knew, there will be nothing to second guess. You will know what time it is. Everybody knew because he made sure there was no guessing. And guess what? All the ones who didn't celebrate that, they're going to wish they had them. They are going to wish they had them. All the ones who's going to sit up and say, we ain't supposed to go nowhere. America's the place where we supposed to be. You can follow me if you want to. Because it's going to be a lonely place when you go from 42 million to a million people.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a scary place to be, for real. It is. All praise. No, yeah, you ain't going to have the same rights. Believe that. Ain't going to be the same thing. Going to be something else. And you know what, you guys? I have enjoyed this radio show. You know, I have enjoyed being able to be a voice for Israel. I have enjoyed everybody else. I thank everybody for making this possible. Everybody who has gifted us money and gave us money to keep this show going. And we're going to continue to keep this going until the very last day. If the Most High will and allow me to be alive to see this thing happen and be able to leave, because I plan on being an old lady on the streets in the land of Canaan, walking with a cane. I'm going to be an old lady. I don't plan on going nowhere no time soon, but that's my plan. But if he allows that to happen, I cannot wait until the day that we can do this together and that we can leave and be on them ships. I really can't. And when we going to try to stay on until the very last day, until it's time for us to sign off for good. And, you know, like I said, we've been on here for a while. You know, I think since 2013, I'm not mistaken. That was our very first show. And, you know, it's just truly been a pleasure. It's truly has been a pleasure. It really has. You know, and I thank the Most High for putting this. This was the part I played. You know, this is one of the parts that I played. And I was a part of the 2019 Day of Repentance. That was truly a blessing to be able to go to Washington, D.C. as a collective group and pray and ask for forgiveness to the Most High. That was truly a blessing. I'm so glad that I was able to do that with you guys. I really am. It means so much. You know, and I hope that, you know, we can continue to do this and that, you know, we stay together because it's just been a blessing. We got Messianic and non-Messianic alike on this line, and we've held in there. You know, when we start talking about Yahshua, non-Messianics hang up, but they call back afterwards. And, you know, that's what it's about. It's about family at the end of the day. And like I said, those other people, those are Esau's children. These is two brothers' kids. You know? You got to keep that in mind and keep on moving in the right direction. But Brother Yerushalayim, you going to lead us out in some prayer?
Yes, ma'am, we definitely will. Give everybody a second to turn to the east. All right. You all be ready?
Yes, sir.
Blessed be you, O Yahweh. We thank you, O Father, Yah. We thank you for this day. We thank you for bringing us together. We thank you for your truth being revealed. We thank you for all the things you've given us. We thank you for just you letting us know who we are so that we can act appropriately. I pray to you, Father, that going this day forward and then some, that our people's eyes are open, their minds are receptive to truth, and their hearts are open for love for their fellow brother. Once again, I thank you and pray, Father, that you lead us out of these lands. We beg you for that, to lead us out of this land of these lands of our captivities and lead us into a place where we can focus all our time and energy upon you. We thank you for everything and all things you've given and provided, and we say, blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. All right, you guys, we'll be here next week for our regularly scheduled programs. Our website is www.noymonarch.us. The word monarch is monarch.us for us. So it's www.noy for Nation of Yehuda, monarch.us. Hope to see you there. Go look around, see what it is that you like. Come to some of our classes. It's open. We don't charge anything for anything because the word is free. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye.
Shalom.